Many counted us out. They said we could not do it. Now, millions of listeners later, we're the hottest independent network in the world. Bashani Radio app. Download free in the App Store for iPhone and Android, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. You suckers. Kaboom! In your face! You're listening to Black Entrepreneur Radio.
Radio.
The show that celebrates black entrepreneurship worldwide. Exclusively on Bashani Radio app. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store. Wakanda forever, baby.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of Black Entrepreneur Radio. I'm your host, Benny Randall Jr., aka The Motivator. Make sure you download the app for iPhones and Android in the App Store. Absolutely free. You hear me? This is the show where we highlight and we spotlight extraordinary entrepreneurs who's doing extraordinary things to make an extraordinary difference. And like always, we don't fail to deliver. Today we got Mr. Bob Ivory. Yes, he is a Detroit native and resides in Southfield, Michigan with his wife, Deborah, a master hairstylist at JCPenney in Nova, Michigan. Bob learned the design and production craft at the Daniel Bryan and Associates Advertising Agency. Bob is the founder and the creative director of Ivory Coast Media, specializing in book cover designs and book publishing, video production, effects, screen screening, and everything else you need to do, voiceovers and music productions. And he's also the host of one powerful show right on the Bashani Network called The Spectrum, airing every Thursday. So make sure you check him out, all right? We here, baby. And we want to give a shout out to Mr. Tyler Perry, who sat on that black billionaire's throne today. Just crowned as another black billionaire to join Jay-Z. Robert, maybe Kanye West, and soon yours truly be up in there. Holla at me. All right, Mr. Bob Ivory, sir, how are you, my friend?
Fantastic, my friend, and I already know how you doing.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that you ain't even got to ask,
man. Not a game, it's a lifestyle.
Ooh, you better let him know, brother. You better let him know. Bob, let's talk about this. Black Entrepreneur Radio. We got you here because we like to bring in people who have extraordinary ideas, extraordinary, make an extraordinary difference in helping all people. Tell me, why did you get into this business of creativity? Because that's what I call it, the business of creativity, where ideas come through you, and you blessed the entire world with them. How did you get here?
Well, it was always a dream of mine as a child to be an artist. That's where it started. I remember my uncle brought me a coloring set with colored pencils, and that started my passion to draw, my passion for the arts. Mm-hmm. And then I got a little older, and I started wanting to sell my artwork, and then that's where the business aspect started to come into it. They used to call commercial art.
And you know what's so beautiful about this whole commercial art thing in the age that we're in right now, Bob? I mean, we're in this digital world, and one thing the pandemic has done, it's allowed people to go do some of those things that they may not have done before. You know what
right.
I mean? One thing I like what you say about your mission. You say our mission is to position our clients in the marketplace with a professional visual media that will support and communicate their brand message effectively to the masses. Wow. Let me ask you something. In this digital age, how important is visual media?
Visual is always important because that's the point where you connect with people emotionally. And people have an emotional connection to what you do. Mm-hmm. That means they care.
Absolutely.
And that's why the right visual is so extremely important, and that really cannot be overstated.
So let me ask you this. What are people doing wrong? Because now we have Instagram, right, which is basically taken over, and we have TikTok, which is, you know, is video right. in its own right. And the thing that we're on right now, podcasts. So right now we have the eyes and the ears. We're in a creative evolution ecosystem right now.
True.
Let's talk about that.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in some cases, this is brand new territory. I mean, if you look at Facebook, the ability to go live with sound and picture whenever you want to,
mm-hmm.
you know, taking your brand message, your personal brand, bringing it to the masses and giving you an opportunity in some cases to begin to build your brand for free.
Mm.
You know, that's a phenomenal opportunity. And I think, unfortunately, it's an opportunity that's wasted because there's, when it comes to visual, you know, it says in Ecclesiastes, there's a time and place for everything.
Absolutely.
And if you use the wrong visual at the wrong time, you can lose in business, you can lose a customer. You can lose a client.
So let me ask you something. Let's start with the visual and then we'll go to the audio. In visual, what are people doing wrong online right now? Especially a lot of companies have been forced into this now because of the pandemic, which, you know, a lot of retail stores and malls are suffering tremendously. They're not able to open their doors. And if they are opening their doors, they're opening doors at like a 25% to 30% effective ratio, which is that can't
right.
keep people in business for too long. So let's
right.
talk about the
right.
visual, what people need to focus on, how to make themselves look good online. If I ask you three things, how people can make themselves look good online visually, what would you tell me, brother?
Well, the first thing, it depends. It depends on your audience. And that's one thing you need to understand is you need to understand who your audience. But if I had just off the top of my head, three things you want to make sure if you're going to be online, you want to make sure that you look presentable, that you look professional. You want to look, you want your picture to look crisp. You don't want it to look pixelated. You don't want it to look unprofessional, because when it comes to business, people are they have an expectation of what they're looking to see. And the third thing is to be consistent with your brand message that's associated with your picture, with your visuals, that it needs to be consistent, that your message needs to be consistent and not convoluted and not constantly changing and having all types of crazy looking fonts and just really disorganized looking artwork.
Mm. So in other words, being consistent with whatever you bring it to the masses. Is that what I'm getting from you?
Exactly. Exactly. In other words, this is how people begin to people trust consistency.
Absolutely.
And then this business is all about trust. And if people miss that, you really don't understand business. I mean, when somebody lets go of their money and they give it to you, that's trust.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a piece of them.
Absolutely.
They're giving you a piece of their life. And if you don't take that seriously, you are really going to miss the bus, boat, yacht, whatever. You take your pick up, your mode of transportation, you're going to miss it. Your Uber, you're going to miss it all.
And the thing about now, Mr. Bob Ivy, people have choices. So long as people got choices now. So they don't have to only go to you and only go.
Cause exactly.
I don't know. You know, you know a little bit about the music business too. Like I was in the music business and you remember there was one time that, you know, to get distribution, you can only go to three or four labels that could really
right.
make it happen. Now you could put a song out on the internet tomorrow. And if it hits the right audience and the right viral thing, you know, you can be at least internet famous overnight, You know what I mean? Don't mean you're going to have some money. It just means you're internet famous.
Right. And you know about that's worth sometimes.
You got that right. So, so let's talk about, I asked you for three things. You told the one with the one visual. What's the other two advice tips would you give?
Well, you talk about being consistent and making sure that whatever you present looks professionally done. Mm-hmm. In other words, you don't want it looking like a 3-year-old did it. You don't want to trying to do things on the cheap. This is your brand.
Yes.
This is your door to the world. This is the door. This is what they see first. And this is how they establish whether or not they're going to trust you. And that third thing again is consistency.
Mm. I like that.
Being consistent.
Being consistent. So, Bob, let me do that. You said something that strokes something for me for a second. People try to do things so cheaply that they wanted to even invest in themselves or their idea. Let's talk about why it's important to invest in your marketing and into your visuals and into your audio in order to get the best return on your investment. Because a lot of times people are trying to free themselves to success, as I like to say.
Right.
I don't believe you can't free 99 yourself. You know what I mean?
You cannot. You know what's interesting about that?
Go ahead.
Is that is a reflection of how a person really sees themselves.
Mm.
A person that will not invest, a person that's trying to 399 people to death, is a person that really doesn't respect who they are. And people are going to pick up on that. And the thing about it is no client's going to call or a potential client's going to call and say, you know what? Man, I would have bought something from you. I read what you said, but your stuff was so ugly that I couldn't take you seriously.
You know? You're right.
Nobody's gonna waste their time.
They just gonna bypass you and go to somebody that moves them.
That's exactly what they're gonna do.
That's it. If you don't move them, they're not worrying about it, because if you don't move them, to them you didn't complete the sale. And I try to tell people about selling themselves every day. You know what I mean? You're selling yourself whether you want to or not. Every time you walk out the house to do something, you're selling yourself, right?
True. True. You said an important word, and that is invest.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you're a reader, and I know you study, and I know that you are meticulous about what you do in your field of expertise.
Absolutely.
And that word invest is such a crucial word, and people take it too lightly, because if you don't put in, and not just yourself, but it's really not even for you. You are literally investing in the people that you want to buy.
Absolutely.
You are investing in their trust. You are investing in the opportunity is what you're doing. You are creating the opportunity for yourself. And so if you skimp on it, it's like a person that's that's building a house and they use the cheapest plywood that they can find. Well, you know what's going to happen. But,
yeah, it just takes a nice little storm to come on through and remind you of what you should have did and how you should have did it the right way.
Right. And everybody got that voice. I believe everybody's got that other voice in them. Say, go now, do it right now, do it right, do it right now. And just that voice. And people live in a mythical world, especially those that haven't actually done business before. People just coming into the marketplace, especially certain groups of people, they think that magically the people are going to see past the fact that they didn't invest, because they already know they didn't invest properly.
Absolutely.
But they think somebody's going to see past it and just give them a play and just, you know, well, I see what you're trying to do, so, you know, I'm going to go and hook you up. They live in that fantasy world.
Mm-hmm.
And they think that stuff is real. And it's not real. And then they walk around depressed, talking about, don't nobody support me, and, you know, how come you don't buy black, this, that, and the other? You know, people want quality. Black, white, yellow, it doesn't matter. If you bring quality to the table, it don't, the color of your skin will disappear, so to speak.
I totally believe that. I one thing I've learned about, like, I know my worth. And so I've learned that if you don't want to pay my worth, it's not because of me, it's because of you. You don't believe
that's
that
right.
You're worthy of it. You don't believe that you deserve it. So therefore, you will not come and get one of the best. It's just that simple, because it makes you feel better. And you need an excuse why you're
right.
Not doing what you do. So let me ask you
exactly.
Something. What have you found over these times, you know, in dealing with clients and things like that? What have you found the most obstacles that people tend to deal with when it just comes to getting really serious about business?
I guess the obstacle is they're not who they say they are.
Wow. Bob, I'll be going deep over here, ladies.
If you try to pretend, see, a lot of people try to make you think that they're more than they are.
Absolutely.
Particularly in the coaching business.
Oh,
you know, they try to sell you like, okay, I got this. They know the words to say, but they're not going to show you the paperwork. They're not going to show you the receipts.
Absolutely.
You know, you can doctor a receipt and you can make up stuff, but people are not stupid.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
They can do their research. But when people are pretending, and they're pretending to be something, that's when everything pretty much comes apart, because you're hoping to really con somebody, and you're not going to be able to deliver because you haven't made the proper exchange. People are trying to cheat the process. You know,
very powerful.
The old adage about, you know, dialing a phone number. You miss one phone number, then you are not going to make the connection. Hello?
Absolutely. Absolutely. All it takes is one digit to be incorrect. You know what I mean? That's all it takes, and you will not get through. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back after this short break.
To Black Entrepreneur Radio.
Radio.
The show that celebrates Black entrepreneurship worldwide. Exclusively on Bashani Radio app. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store. Wakanda forever, baby. Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx, Long Island, and money-making Manhattan. Home of Bashani Radio app.
New York, here we come!
From Wall Street to the boogie down Bronx, keep it locked in. We started from the bottom. Now, we here. Bashani Radio app, or listen online at BashaniRadio.com. Now, we here.
Thank you for your joining us. We are speaking to Mr. Bob Ivory, a creative visual, talking about how to get that brand right. And we're going to dive a little deeper in there, just in case you don't know where you're at. You're on Bashani Radio app, baby. That's what we do.
That's where we at. We right here.
Absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely.
Started from the bottom.
Now we here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, as you see, Bob Harvey, he is hyped to be here. You see what I'm saying? He jumped all up in there right there. I love it. I love it. So Bob, let's move on now. You help entrepreneurs with several services: publishing services, video production, music and audio production, and training and personal development. Let's talk about the world of publishing. Everybody and their mom have a story to tell, but everybody's story are not being told and sold correctly. You know what I mean? A lot of times people,
right.
Bob, people think they're going to do a book and they're going to put it out and they're going to sell a billion copies and then their life is going to change. You know what I mean? Just like that.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And then
right. They
have a rude awakening when they put their book out, and if they sold 20 copies, you know, and that probably wasn't
family.
Even to their family and friends, and then it stops.
Right.
And then they say, what happens? You know, let's talk about a bit how the digital publishing business has changed, and what can you do to help people who are seeking that process?
Yeah, well, the digital publishing game has changed that really makes it actually truly affordable for you to really get in the game. That's the beauty of it. But at the same time, you still have to invest.
Absolutely.
And in other words, people want to put a book out, but they don't realize that people don't know who they are, and they don't care. You know, they think that, you know, a lot of people think that God is going to magically do something to just open up people's hearts and just make them buy the book, you know, mm-hmm. and that's not how it works. You got to put the work in, you know, in terms of informing the public that this is coming. It's just like that's why they do book trailers. They do promotions, letting people know this is coming out, you know. Buying ad space on Bashani Radio, whatever they need to do, wherever the audience is, and people most likely to buy their book, that's who they need to be talking to as well. So the digital revolution for books has leveled the playing ground, but there's some standards that just don't change.
Mm, very, very powerful. You know what I find interesting, Bob? They say your first dime need to be invested in yourself. That's your first dime. Before you make any money, you need to invest in what you are doing and what you're gifted at. You know what I mean?
Yes. Absolutely.
And a lot of times people don't even believe in their gifts. I notice you do a little personal development. Are those people ready, or can you help those people, you know, have a new vision about themselves, or does that come from they have to have it and then you can help assist? How does that work?
Well, it really depends on the individual. Sometimes you can talk to some people, and if you give them revelation, they'll catch it. Mm. And if they catch it, they're the ones that's most likely going to make the investment because you told them something that sounds like reality. That's what I tell people. For example, one thing I tell people just coming into the book business world is that I told you about the people need to know who you are.
Mm-hmm.
But you really, if this is your first book, you want this to be the very best. This is not the place to skimp.
Absolutely.
It's not the place to hold back. You want this to be your very best.
Like they say, you want to come out with that. You want to come out with that platinum.
Part of your brand. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I just interrupted you. You want to come out with that platinum hit. That's what you want. You know what I mean? You want to go platinum, not plastic.
Right. And most folk go on plastic every day.
Every single day. People don't realize having a whole lot of books.
Plastic mentality.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't believe in quality, you know. It's like they'll buy the cheap shoes and not understanding that the more expensive, well-made shoes are going to last you much longer.
Yeah. And then wonder why, like a week later, they toe hanging out. I mean, brother,
exactly.
you know what you bought.
Right.
You know what I mean?
You remember ProCares and Converse from back in the day? That's going back. But, you know, they used to call them slip and slide.
Yes, sir.
You know.
Yes, sir.
Sliding on there, you know, but the gym teachers would tell you. The gym teacher's like, you need to get you some Converse. You're going to be in the gym, you know.
You're going to have
a pro. And it was true. Those shoes were made in a canvas and stuff like that. But, that's not the place to skimp. But I found that when I share with some information, well, people that are receptive, and a word you have used for me is the word humble.
Mm-hmm.
If a person can humble themselves and really listen, that's the person that's going to really have a great opportunity to reap a benefit because they'll be able to follow instructions. Then you've got other people that think they already know what they're doing, even though they've never done it, which is just crazy to me.
Oh,
and I know you run into people like that.
Yeah, bro, I don't even run into them no more. I run away. Ain't nobody got no time for that.
Well, exactly. I mean, more like slip past them.
There it is. I hear that. Yeah.
Or see them in passing.
There
or
it
they
is.
Trying to inbox you. On the slide, you know.
They can go right ahead. I'll shoot them right to my assistant. That's how we do. I got no time for no pain, no brain. Bob Arvin, you have a new show. I'm so tired of people talking. I got one question. I tell them you just need hit PayPal one time. You got one question, hit PayPal for one time. You know, you got a couple of questions, hit PayPal several times. You know what I mean? But don't come to me talk about, because you never have one question, because one question always leads to the other question. So if you want to pick my brain, I have no problem you picking my brain. I just need you to, I need you to pick up PayPal too. That's what I'm going to need you to do. You know what I mean? Then we can go from there.
I need that too.
Yeah, Reed. Bob, you have
all got needs.
There it is. Bob, you got a brand new show coming, Talking Life and Living Color, the Spectrum of Bob Ivory. What can the listeners expect from that show? Starts tomorrow right here, ladies and gentlemen, on Bashani Radio app, and listen online at Bashani Radio. Talk to me, man. What is that show about?
Well, I call it the Spectrum because I'm going to talk about every aspect of life, things that are important to people, from business to personal relationships to personal self-esteem issues. And like you were talking about, even issues that will help a person to see themselves differently, to see themselves as worthy of the good things, of the blessings of life, and to help them to understand if you put the work in, just like a farmer, you put that work in, you plant some seeds, and you cultivate it, you're going to get a return. And so we'll be talking about every aspect of life, from, like I said, from business, personal relationships, personal development, and we'll also have, from time to time, special guests to bring different insights on various issues that we're dealing with in this world.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you, this show is going to be hot. And I'm going to tell you why I know why, because Bob was on a contributor to Black Independent Radio, which is another show here right on Bashani Radio app. And I'm telling you, this brother has some very powerful insight. It's one of those shows that you just need to sit back, get yourself something to drink. I drink water, but get yourself something to drink. You know what I mean? And listen, because one thing I can tell you, Bob is a storyteller, and that's what I enjoy about listening to him. He can tell us. Bob reminds me and ladies and gentlemen, this is my opinion, okay? So don't, if y'all love this, y'all love Mr. Rogers, that's cool. But Bob is the Black Mr. Rogers to me. You know what I mean? Because when he tells a story, Bob can tell you about your neighborhood and teach you a couple of words that you probably didn't know. And he tells you in such a way that is very honest and open, like your uncle. So to me, you know, I understand Mr. Rogers, but Mr. Bob, that's my Mr. Rogers. You understand? And you'll see what I'm saying when you listen to the show. Sometimes he has a little music comes on, and then, ladies and gentlemen, this is how it'll start right here. I'm gonna do my best to imitate Bob Ivory right here. Like, all right, let me focus. Hi, this is Bob Ivory on Black Independent Radio. Have you ever seen somebody that was so broke that they didn't know how to pay attention? Let the music start. And as the music starts, the reason why they couldn't pay attention was they was broke. And why were they broke? They were broke because they wasn't listening to themselves. They were investing in the wrong thing. How do I know? Because I'm Bob Ivory. I'm sorry, I had to do it to you, Bob.
That's funny, man. That's so funny.
Now, see, y'all who haven't listened to the show, you're going to get it right away. But those who listen to the show know I hit it right on the mark. You hear me? I hit it right on the mark. A lot of times when I'm listening to Bob's show, I turn it up because either I'm in the car or I'm traveling somewhere, because I love how he starts it off. It always, all I can think about, Mr. Rogers got moved out the neighborhood and Bob set up a mansion and right here in his camp. And that's how we got here. I'm sorry, man. Ladies and gentlemen. Bob is a good guy, man. I lost my little topic there for a second. I apologize, but I can't. I promise you I can't. So, Bob, man, I don't ran my mouth, man. Bob, your final words. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. Don't worry. I gave y'all just enough so that you can listen to his show tomorrow. How about that? Okay, I gave you just right. enough so you can listen every Thursday. Here's the beauty of it that, you know, he's in the app. You're going to look for his face. He's over a city, ladies and gentlemen, just like if Mr. Rogers was over your neighborhood. Mr. Bob is over the city with his microphone, and he's giving you that look like, nah, you know you're not supposed to be doing it. Stop it. It is all good. Bob Ivy, it's been excellent you being on here on Black Entrepreneur Radio, where we like to highlight and spotlight extraordinary entrepreneurs as we become a witness to greatness. Your final words, my friend.
Well, I just want to thank you for the opportunity, and I appreciate our relationship. I appreciate this opportunity. I'm very thankful. And it's not a game, it's a lifestyle, and excellence is unmistakable.
Mm. Bob, if people want to know more about you or learn more about you, where can they do that? Get in touch with
you. I'm sorry, I didn't.
If people want to get in touch with you, learn more about you, where can they go?
They can go to ivorycoastmedia.com. My email is bob@ivorycoastmedia.com.
Mm. And your Instagram, you have your Instagram?
Instagram, my full name, because it's some imposter Bob Ivory's out there. So it's Bobby Ray Ivory Jr., B-O-B-B-Y-R-A-Y, I-V-O-R-Y-J-R, Bobby Ray Ivory Jr. on Instagram.
Mm. Very, very powerful.
Come see me. Come talk to me.
There it is, ladies and gentlemen. So that's what I want y'all to do. I want y'all to go over to his Instagram, you know, and like his page. And here's what I'm going to do for you, ladies and gentlemen, because I'm in a given mood because I get to speak to Mr. Bob Ivory, who's my Mr. Rogers. And I love it. I love it. I'm just teasing you, Bob.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Here's what I'm going to do, ladies and gentlemen, and you can hold me to this. Right. I'm going to give away 4 books. Okay.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to give away 4 books. Healing Yourself from Benny Randall. And I'm going to make Bob give away 2 books of his choice. I'm sure he's going to give you away something that can help you. And I'm going to only pick 4 people. I'm not going to let Bob pick it because he might pick his cousins. So we're going to pick somebody. I'm going to do the picking, ladies and gentlemen. Now, it's very simple how you enter this contest. This is going to be the easiest contest you've ever entered, okay? Ever entered. You're going to go to Bob Ivory's Instagram, okay? Let me go. I'm going to Bob Ivory's Instagram right now. And all you're going to do, you're going to have to like the page. And I'm just going to randomly go through Bob's. In fact, let me go and see Bobby Ray Ivory Jr., right? That's the correct one. Okay. All right. So I'm looking at Bob's followers right now. Bob has about 1,469 followers. Okay. That's what he has. All right. So if that number doesn't go up, ain't nobody going to win. All right. Because that means the people who are already the people are already there. So, all right. And don't worry. I'm looking at Bob's Instagram. He's going to have to put up more pictures, ladies and gentlemen. I apologize. I don't know what he was thinking on his Instagram. He got like 3 pictures of ladies and gentlemen. But I promise you before the night over, he's going to add some more. Isn't that right, Bobby? I'm going to hold you to it.
That's right.
And if he don't, y'all follow him, I want you to unfollow him. All right. If you don't add nothing to it. Bob, I'm putting you on the hot seat all day long. All right. So, Bob Ivory. Bobby Ray Ivory Jr. All right. He has about 1,469 followers right now. So, whoever likes it, I'm gonna randomly go through it, and I'm gonna pick 4 people to win. And you're going to win a great gift, one or the other, okay? That's just how we do. Because I love to make people do something to win something, all right? All right? And if you don't, and remember, you only got 24 hours. All right. That's the two. You ain't gonna be like, I like Bob Page like 2 weeks ago we're not doing that, bro. Okay. We're not doing that. You got 24 hours from after the show airs. If I don't see that number go up, guess what's gonna happen, ladies and gentlemen? You ain't getting nothing. That's just how we do over here at Black Entrepreneur Radio. We do that because we're not. And if you want to learn more about us, you can go to blackentrepreneurradio.com and check out what we're doing over there. If you want to be a guest on this show, blackentrepreneurradio.com. And we air every week right here on Bashani Radio app. Download it from the App Store and the Android Store. Or you can listen online, or you can go to those other places. I'm just not going to announce them here, all right, because this is about us building billion-dollar businesses over here, all right? Black Entrepreneur Radio, that's Bob, Ray, Ivory. I appreciate you guys being here, ladies and gentlemen. And Bob, I thank you for taking some time out your busy schedule to join us over at BlackEntrepreneurRadio.com. All right? Until next time, thank ladies you, and gentlemen, where's my theme music? All right, yeah. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you learned something about creating a visual. You know what I mean? Bob talked about looking good. Bob talked about feeling good. And Bob talked about investing in yourself. It's very, very important that we as entrepreneurs, and especially us Black entrepreneurs around the world, we need to invest in ourselves before we can expect other people to invest in us. Okay? Everything is everything. As you reap, you will sow. It's just that simple, right? So go out and be the best you can be. All right? Because nobody can be you better than you. And I can promise you that, ladies and gentlemen. All right? Until next time, I'm Benny Randall Jr., a.k.a. The Motivator. You can learn more about me at BennyRandall.com or BennyOnDemand.com. This is BlackEntrepreneurRadio.com, powered by Bashani Radio. Let's go.
Black Entrepreneur Radio.
Radio.
The show that celebrates Black entrepreneurship worldwide. Exclusively on Bashani Radio app. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store. Wakanda forever, baby.